Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Late Show with Francie Weatherman.
Well, it's sad. We'll try to make it exciting, though, but it's sad because, you know, we're doing it because of Toby Keith's death. But at the same time, it's a celebration, too.
Yeah, I'm going to have to agree with that one. That
yeah,
is a good one.
Celebration
yeah,
celebration of all the stuff that he's done.
Yeah, we did lose a legend. No question or doubt about that. I think it took everybody, well, I don't know if it took the world by surprise because, like, that, I wish that you guys could have seen the video that I was watching as that was playing. Yeah, he was little.
Yeah, yeah, you could see, the words of the song, My Body's Withered and Worn, and Don't Let the Old Man In. You know, in his last known interview that I saw on YouTube, he said they asked, how'd you come up with that song? He said that he was playing golf with Clint Eastwood. He was asking him something about what are you planning on doing? And Clint Eastwood, and this was recent. This was a couple of years ago, I think, something like that. And Clint Eastwood said, "Oh, I'm getting ready to do another movie." And Toby Keith said, and this is all paraphrased, like what's your secret? I mean, and he said, don't let the old man in. And Toby Keith, like, went away with that, going, that's a profound statement. I'm going to write a song about that.
Damn. that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's another thing. I mean, that's another heartbreaking moment is the fact that he was such a fantastic songwriter. He was such a, he brought comedy. He brought wittiness to his songs. I was not like a huge country fan. Nick, you introduced me to a lot of country music. But even though I wasn't a huge country fan, I still knew who Toby Keith was before I even met you. And he's definitely very talented and a very gifted musician.
Yeah, yeah. I never really liked country music most of my life all that much. It was a little too twangy and honky-tonk and hick, and I liked my rock and roll. But later on, like in the 2000s and stuff, country became more country rock. It had like a more of an edge to it with a lot of the new bands coming out and you know, like Montgomery Gentry and even some of the older ones, they got a little bit into that. And, you know, and stuff. And then people like Brad Paisley and Trace Adkins and stuff, they got a little more of a rock edge to them and stuff. And that's what got me listening. Maybe, you know, back in the days of I Should Have Been a Cowboy when Toby Keith first started, even when Brad Paisley first started, I think his first album, he like wore all kinds of like, you know, rhinestones on his jacket in the first front cover, you know, just like the, you know, in the 90s, late 90s and stuff, and Trace Adkins was more like, you know, but then they kind of transitioned. So that's what got me to listen to them. So I started listening to more. And, you know, well, who's this artist? Who's that artist? And that's when I got into Toby Keith, too, and stuff. He does know how to rock. But I think the thing about him was his songwriting and everything. And some of it is a little twangy, but by then I kind of got used to that. So, and it helped me, like, appreciate, even go back and appreciate the older stuff, like the old Hank Williams and all the stuff that I kind of missed out on because at the time it was too twangy. But it kind of opened the door for me to appreciate that genre of music a lot more than I used to. And the whole nine yards, and Toby Keith helped do that. But he was a powerhouse. I mean, one of the top entertainers. Amazing. So that's how I got into Toby Keith. I got into country music, wanted to see what else. And, you know, and I watched a lot of CMT, too, back in those days. So there was a Toby Keith, like, music video, like, almost every other song that they played on that thing.
Yeah. Also with country music, I mean, the country music station, Toby Keith. And the thing is you didn't get sick of Toby Keith.
Yeah, he always had something to say. Now, I heard, too, that when he started out, he really was fascinated with, not like a lot of country music stars do, they fish around a little bit looking for, like, that new song that somebody else wrote. And thank goodness for the industry of just country music songwriters that I think I understand that part of it. I used to really appreciate more artists that did their own songs, that wrote their own songs and stuff, but country music and a lot of, you know, music, I guess, I don't know, they're known for, like, fishing around for, like new songs. New hit songs that they could latch onto and make their own. But Toby Keith, from early on when I saw him in an interview, he said he was mostly fascinated with being able to not do that and write his own songs and get his own songs out and make them hits, and instead of fishing around for other people's songs. But
I seen this interview, and we're gonna play a quick song right now, and let's face it, Nick, if we don't play this song, we're gonna get a lot of emails tomorrow. All right, that's just the way it is. We're gonna get a lot of people that is gonna be really ticked off. Like, why did you not play that song? You're doing, but I did see an interview with Toby, and. The interview, I think it was like late night with David Letterman or something, and he was on it, and him and his friends were sitting around the living room, and Toby Keith said, you can write a number one song out of anything in the world, anything. And they said, no, you can't. He says, yes, sir, you can. I'm going to take a challenge. You guys tell me what you want me to write a song about, and I will turn it into a number one hit song. He said his friends were thinking around the living room and everything, and they said, well, write a hit song about this specific subject. Are we ready? And it became the number one song.
Receptacles for barbecues, tailgates, fairs, and festivals, and you, sir, do not have a pair of testicles if you prefer drinking from glass. A Red Solo cup is cheap and disposable. In 14 years, they are decomposable, and unlike my home, they are not foreclosable. Freddie Mac kissed my ass. Ooh.
Red Solo cup, I fill you up. Let's have a party. Let's have a party. I love you, Red Solo Cup. I lift you up. Proceed to party. Proceed to party.
Now, I really love how you're easy to crack, but I really hate how you're easy to crack. The beer runs down in front of my back. Well, that, my friends, is quite yucky. But I have to admit, the ladies get smitten, admiring how sharply my first name is written on you with a Sharpie when I get to hitting on them to help me get lucky.
Red Solo Cup, I fill you up. Let's have a party. Let's have a party. I love you, Red Solo Cup. I lift you up. You're a team party.
classic.
Well,
that is a legendary song. It was written off of a dare. And I haven't watched the video in years. I forgot how many celebrities he actually got in. I mean, he even got Larry Bird to spin a red Solo cup on his finger, which is my favorite all-time basketball player. So that was really cool to see that.
Yeah, I liked the cameos in that video, and I like how they a lot of the people in the video were challenged to like make things out of red Solo cups, like a fake movie projector and stacking them on things and you know and all that. It was fun. You know, we got a red Solo cup sitting by itself in the front of the driveway. Because I came across social media that people have been across America kind of doing that. And then bars have been, like, serving beer in red Solo cups to honor him. And even basketball arenas and stuff, and their games this week have been serving red Solo cups. So that's pretty neat.
Yeah.
Red Solo cup must be making a fortune out of that.
As if beer pong didn't do it enough.
So
that's kind of cool that he did that. You know, that song was out of a dare, and he told his friends that he could do it, and he did it.
that was really neat.
Yeah,
that
we are
really
taking
groovy.
Callers if anybody wants to call in and talk about their favorite Toby Keith moment, please feel free to call in. The call-in number is 563-999-3709. And if you're listening on Facebook, if anybody wants to message me here on Facebook, I will play your favorite Toby Keith song also. And anywhere else, anybody is listening, just email us or call in, and we will play your favorite Toby Keith moment, or if you want to talk about anything about Toby Keith, let us know. Yeah.
You know,
that's
I saw a thing on YouTube the other day, too, Kurt Cobain talking about Toby Keith. Not Kurt Cobain. Stephen Colbert. Where did I get that Kurt Cobain from? Stephen Colbert. And they turned out to be good friends over the years and stuff. When Stephen Colbert first interviewed him on his show, I guess they have different political preferences. They're, you know, they're different kinds of people. And Colbert kind of approached him with some kind of I don't know prejudice and stuff, and then he realized how much they were getting along, and it turned out to be a great interview. And what he took away from that, what he said after Toby Keith died, when he like made a statement at his desk on YouTube about how Toby Keith like taught him to not prejudge any guest. To just get along and let them say what they have to say, because a lot of them can be really cool, even though you have differences of opinion. And after the show, they encountered each other in the hallway. Toby Keith was coming out of the green room, and Colbert was coming out of his room, and Toby Keith was leaving, but he stopped Stephen Colbert and turned around and said. Something I'm paraphrasing, something like, whatever it is that you do, you're fucking good at it. because he said that, somebody embroidered for Stephen Colbert those words on a little pillow and presented it to him.
Oh, nice.
And I think so he always remembers that. And then later, you know, Stephen Colbert, I forgot what award ceremony, but Toby Keith was being inducted into something, and Stephen Colbert turned out to be the host for that induction, and he sung I'm Not As Good As I Once Was. I haven't seen it yet, but Stephen Colbert himself, like, sung I Ain't As Good As I Once Was. And, yeah, and see, so, yeah, that's a little tidbit for you.
Nice. Who would have thought?
Yeah, who would have thought? you know, if Toby Keith was a woman and wearing a skirt, the lyrics would probably be for that one song, Brought to You, Curtsy. Of the Red, White, and Blue. That's a stupid joke.
Stupid.
So stupid. Here's another stupid joke. Clifford the Big Red Dog was once a red solo pup.
Oh, my gosh.
That's terrible. That's terrible.
Nick, you... actually,
no,
that was kind of cute.
I got a million of them. Anyway.
All right, should we play another Toby Keith song?
Okay. Let's do it.
Okay. All right, let's do it.
Another Toby Keith song.
All right, here we go.
Groovy.
Nick, let me know when you know what song it is.
Got
oh,
better.
Okay.
We got losers. Chain smokers and boozers. Man, we got yuppies and we got barkers. We got thirsty hitchhikers.
Hitchhikers.
Girls next door dressed up like the best of them. I love this bar. We got cowboys. We got truckers. Broken hearted fools and suckers. And we got hustlers, we got fighters, and early birds and all-nutters. Veterans talk about their battle scars.
Thank you. right, Nick. What was your favorite bar?
What?
What was
my favorite bar? Oh, wow. Yeah, that was back. I don't even go anymore. It's been a long time. But I used to frequent local karaoke bars. Over the years, they tore them all down. And we don't even have any bars here anymore locally. Jeez. But, I mean, you know, I mean, I don't go, so it doesn't matter to me. But back in the days, yeah, Velvet Hammer and the Eagle's Nest, Jan's, places like that. I used to karaoke all the time. I used to sit on my front porch, work on the Everborn a little bit, my pen and notepad, and then decide to, let's go to Eagle's Nest down the street and put my name up and sing a Bon Jovi or Meatloaf song. And then I'd do that and, you know, see all my friends there. And then just sneak out the back door and come back home, work more on the Everborn and go, that was a nice experience for like a half an hour. Now it's time to get back to writing. But, yeah, I do have favorite bars. I think one of my all-time favorite bars, those was way back in the day in the 80s when I first learned how to smoke cigarettes and first started drinking Mississippi Moonshine Meat and Magic Company in Anaheim, down the street from the Anaheim Convention Center. That place doesn't exist anymore. Met some girlfriends there. Brought my wacky friends from high school that we were all like introverts and stuff, and I taught them how to pick up chicks, at least asking girls to dance, and I even got to be good friends with the house band, The Rude, and their lead singer Randy. He used to show us like laser discs and stuff of. What was that movie with Stallone? Cobra. That's back in that. That pretty dates it. But I think probably Mississippi Moonshine Meat and Magic Company was probably my favorite all-time bar in my life. I love that bar. You know, Toby Keith actually has a restaurant called I Love This Bar and Grill. I believe it's in Vegas. I always wanted to go there. Haven't yet, but, yeah, I love this bar and grill.
Nice.
They must have, like, some kind of flowers outside of that thing this week or something.
Better.
Yeah, he was an entrepreneur, just Sammy Hagar with his Cabo Wabo Cantina and Alice Cooper, Cooperstown, I think it's called. That's like a restaurant, I think, in Vegas also, and some others. I mean, you know, maybe who knows if in another life, if I was as successful, I probably would have, like, tried opening, like, a restaurant, too, in another life.
Yeah.
but I love this bar and grill. That's pretty groovy. And stuff. And I saw another thing on YouTube today, too, with Sammy Hagar came over to Toby Keith's house. It's a nice house. And they went on a little tour. They did, like, a song together, and I don't think Sammy Hagar ever heard it before. But he, like, they brought out their guitars, and Sammy caught on with it, and they did a kind of duet together. That song that Toby Keith sings, it's fairly recent, too. Pirates Never Ruled the World Because of Rum. And then he showed, like, Sammy Hagar his car collection in the garage. And apparently Sammy Hagar had bought him a car, too, and he was going, there's the car right there. And, you know, if I was Sammy, or if I was there with them, I would not be able to contain myself, and I would like tell Toby Keith, oh, you know, I love this car. Anywho,
nice.
Yeah. I love this car.
Yeah, my favorite bar was the Owner's Box.
Oh.
Yeah, and if Corey and anybody is listening, they know exactly what I'm talking about. We loved that bar. That was our place to go after work. But they shut down, and then it became Icy's. But, yeah, my bar was the owner's bar. It was just a sports bar with a pool hall. It was really cool.
Oh.
Yeah.
If everybody that actually at one point in time of their life that frequented a bar has hopefully good memories of their favorite bar, too. Not everybody has to go to bars, you know, but those, you know, life lessons, too, for me. Kind of helped me build who I am right now from, you know, past experiences, including bars. I got in between, like, a lot of bar fights and kind of made people settle down. I had a lot of alcohol in me to give me the balls enough to do it, but, I mean, you know, those were weird days. Never got into fights. I always tried to avoid or stop them if they were annoying me. And stuff, and I always like to control the crowd with my karaoke voice.
Does
or even
humor?
If it wasn't karaoke, though, I mean, there's, like, I'm a clamper, Eclampus Vitus, and there's a nice bar that's still down the street. I just remember that, too, and it's a clamper bar.
We went to go play pool there one night, and that bartender did not like me.
They only serve beer, but a lot of red shirts, which are like clampers, you have to be initiated. They've been around since the gold rush eras. Ronald Reagan was a clamper. Anyway, long story. I wrote about them, by the way, in my collection, Red Wet Dirt. Red Afterworld is inspired by my experience with the Eclampus Vitus. I don't give away any secrets, but don't have to when I fictionalize things and turn them into vampires. Anyway.
This is true.
Yeah. I even wrote, in that collection, the opening story, the Yuletide thing, is about a couple that goes to a Toby Keith concert, in fact. And Toby Keith actually shows up at the end. I got a comic book version of it that I'm trying to develop, but it's all been penciled. All the panels, the whole story has been penciled. And want to somehow, like, put that out. I think I'm going to in a very different way. But, me and my ex, it's based on a true story. Me and my ex went to a Toby Keith concert, and it turned into a nightmare. And she turned out to be a creature that looks like a big mosquito that collects human hearts and eats them for Christmas. So, Toby Keith, he shows up at the end to try to comfort the guy. And it's cool. It was published originally in Doorways magazine, and then a couple of other anthologies, but it's in my Red, Wet, Dirt collection. It's really cool. I'm very proud of it. And, you know, speaking of Toby Keith, that's how much he's influenced me that I put him into a short story.
Damn. So you already knew he was a hit.
Oh, well, yeah, that was in the middle of his heyday, really, with all these albums and all these chart, you know, things and stuff. I was really into him, of course, because, you know, I went to, took what's-her-name to a concert. It was like 2 hours away in the forest at this, like, forest kind of cabin resort place. We went there before to see Alice Cooper. This time it was a Toby Keith concert, and I loved it. Every time Toby Keith does a concert, And I'm really glad I went to one of his. I don't go to concerts much, but I'm glad I went to that anyway, because it was great to see him live on stage. Who thought that this kind of thing would happen, too? I mean, I'm a doctor, and within a year and a half, he dies. And he was like a chunky dude. I mean, he was big, and you know, and he was so scrawny at the end, and it was really sad. I mean, everybody can see it. You could tell. We kind of rooted for him and hoped that he would get over it, like he said in his last interview, that he'd get over it and he'd get back to normal, and then hopefully he'll like change people's lives that have cancer because of what he went through. But it didn't get a chance to do that.
Yeah, that's a shame. Hey, this is the first, well, no, it's not the first Toby Keith song that I heard. Of course, I heard American Soldier, which, you know, if we don't play that one tonight, we're going to get a ton of hate mails. But you actually introduced me to this song when I got to California. And this is like the first Toby Keith, besides American Soldier, this is the first Toby Keith. And you played this for me when I got off work.
Yeah.
Do you know what this is?
No, I don't until I start hearing it. I could probably say the first few notes.
I should probably hit the play button, right?
Maybe, and then I'll know. Then we'll all know. We'll all know the secret.
Yeah. Yeah, this is like the first song that I heard in California by Toby Keith, and you played it for me. Ooh. Because you were downloading all those videos.
Yeah, I got if anybody's heard of Plex, it's pretty cool. You can upload stuff from your computer and watch it like it's an app on your whatever tablet, TV thing. And so I got a compilation of like a lot of the especially 2000s music videos, and sometimes I play them throughout the day on random, and I've got like, I don't know, 400 of them. Anywho.
Yeah, so this is
a million of
the this is the first official video that you ever let me watch by Toby Keith.
Okay, then.
And I remember it because I really love this song.
I do, too, whatever it is.
Thank you.
fear.
To drown in the sorrow and pride and fear there in me. I'm a mindbender, I'm a bartender, and you know the name. I'm all they've got. Hope on the rock.
That we're playing in the background, and I'm watching these videos, man. If anybody out there has not seen the music video to Hope on the Rocks, YouTube it now. All right, walk away from the show right now. Do it now.
No, not now. After the show.
Okay, do it after the show. Do it after. It is a very powerful video.
You can tell listeners and you can wink, give them a sexy wink. Hey, what are you doing after the show, buddy?
Hey.
And then they go, I'm going to watch Hope on the Rocks on YouTube.
I can't give the wink, Nick, because my eye is almost completely closed constantly. After the show, or tomorrow, I totally recommend.
Or whatever you feel like. This is a free country. You can, like, whenever you feel like it, you can, like, go on YouTube and watch the video to Hope on the Rocks or any of those Toby Keith videos. They're really cool.
It's cooler
now that he's passed away, in a way. I don't. That's just, I wish that we were doing a show about Toby Keith with Toby Keith, and he's still alive. You know, people like that.
Yeah,
we did some other tribute shows, too, and stuff, but we figured, this is kind of worth it. When you really think about it, too, like when Prince, David Bowie, Meatloaf, Tom Petty, a lot of those, you don't really think about it until after you hear that they just died on the news, about how much their music meant to you over the years, listening to them over decades of time, and how, the parties that you've had, they'd be in the background, or the concerts you went to with them, or what a fan you are or aren't even, we're all still influenced by pop culture. And this is one of the greats from the country music genre, just as much as, like, Prince, almost. Well, Prince, he's been around since the 70s. Toby Keith has been around since the late 90s, I think. That's half the time of Prince still. He influenced so many people, probably just as many, in the 3 decades or so that he was around.
Yeah, he's just one of the. Did you just meow?
No, that was Buddy. Buddy's sitting on the table.
Oh, okay.
like listening in to. Hey, buddy, do you have something to say?
What? Say something?
I put the phone against his mouth, and he didn't say anything. And when I took it away, he meowed. So I put it back, and he didn't meow. That's cat.
I heard the second meow.
Oh, good. Yeah. I think he's phone shy. He knows that a lot of people are listening. And he's shy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some people are like that. That's okay, though.
Yeah. They live through it.
Yeah. Where do they go? They come here. and that's about cats, not being a barkeeper.
That is true, man. We are the cat treat.
I think there's a bunch of homeless cats beyond Walmart down the street, and every once in a while one hears about the legend of there's this house that lets cats in, and you can go there. It's the grass is greener over there. All you have to do is cross Watt Avenue and get there. It's a long journey, but once you're there, they'll take you in. It'll be a while. They love cats.
We do. We love our little family.
Yeah.
Yep,
and they love Toby Keith.
They do.
Love Toby Keith.
Should we play
their ears
Toby Keith?
Up when I play a Toby Keith song.
Should we play another Toby Keith?
Okay.
All right, I think Buddy's
going
to like this
one.
Yeah,
we've covered a bunch of, he has serious songs, and he's got party songs, and he's got patriotic songs.
Yeah, I was going to play a comedy song.
Okay. Woo.
All right.
Okay.
Here we go.
And a one, and a two.
Good as I once was. My, how
years have flown. But there was a time back in my prime, I could really hold my own.
Uh-oh, he spilled his beer.
If you wanna fight tonight, just those boys don't look all that tough. I ain't as good as I once was, but I'm as good one as I ever was.
Yep.
I ain't as good as I was. That's just a cold, hard truth. I still throw a few back, talk a little smack, but I'm feeling bulletproof.
Pinch the butt.
As I ever was, may not be good as I once was, but
as good as I ever was.
He said night night.
The end of the video, he tried to grab her ass.
By the way, a quick shout out to Anita and Rachel Armstrong. I'm guessing they are listening because they just gave me laughter face and hearts.
Oh, groovy.
So,
yeah, we love them.
Armstrong, we adore them. What are you talking about? We love and adore them. They're
yeah,
fantastic.
They're great. They're great people.
And if you are listening, hello, Steffi. You're awesome also. Steffi, we love you too.
Oh, yes,
yeah.
Yes, we do. Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
I'm kidding.
They're listening. Wow, that's great because, words cannot explain
yeah,
how
they,
people can be influences on other people and be friends all this time too. It's been like a years because of Matthew Ewald connected us. I digress. We're talking about Toby Keith.
See, look at that. You're talking about grabbing ass and the twins listening. We
At the end of the music video. Yeah, that's actually funny when Toby Keith's in the ambulance. He tries to make a pass at the paramedic girl. And she, makes him pass
off
out.
His, yeah. And he passes away, and then she gives it back to him.
Toby Keith, throughout his singing, songwriting career, he's got, songs that are that have a humorous side, and then he's got super serious, meaning of life type songs. Or very patriotic songs. And he's very opinionated with being a patriot. He's non-apologetic about supporting the troops. And he's kind of along the lines of, I know listening to country music over the years since, I said earlier in the show, starting in the 2000s when they started, becoming more rock-like and had that edge to them instead of the twangy old. I've noticed also, watching CMT and this and that and stuff, I realize a lot of the record labels, especially, I suppose, at the request of the artists, would fly them to Afghanistan and to places overseas where our troops are to hold, concerts for the troops. just like special things to just encourage them. And so I know that there are others that do this too. But Toby Keith actually, I think, went beyond that, almost to the point of, I mean, there's a history of ever since there's been war in television and radio, and Bob Hope, ever since like Bob Hope, I think Toby Keith was like the new Bob. I mean, Bob Hope for years and years, like, went overseas, got like entertainment people to help him, kind of like with the same fervor that Jerry Lewis had with the muscular dystrophy telethons that he did over the years. But Toby Keith, I mean, look at, I mean, that dude flew overseas so many times to support the troops. I just saw a YouTube video the other day, and it had hundreds of troops there. And it was just him and his guitar and another guy that played backup vocals and a backup guitar, and that was it. And hundreds of troops. And he was the focus of the whole. At the end of the show, they gave him a special knife from the Marines that was inscribed, and they gave him like things of gratitude. It's amazing. So I mean, really, like the days of Bob Hope, they're now during the 2000s and since. I mean, man, I can go on what I've seen about. I mean, when he's talking about being a patriot, that damn fool means it. I mean, he's not a charlatan. He really was. He wore himself on his sleeve, being backing America in the. And the troops, and his country roots, and he was he came from the oil fields, and he was a football player for a while, and then he started making it with trying to go around to taverns and stuff playing guitar, and then he broke it really well with Should Have Been a Cowboy back in the late 90s. I can go on, Toby Keith, over the years. I mean, the guy is really a legend that transcends genre boundaries. Okay, I'm done. I'm on my pedestal.
All right, yeah, you're talking about, I haven't heard this song. I'm pre-playing it, but it says Toby Keith sings American Soldier with 10-year-old fan at Blossom Music Center.
Okay, then. Yeah, this is a great song. This is one of his serious patriotic songs. Everybody in the military knows the words. It's amazing.
We'll put a boot in your ass. It's the American way.
Well, that's not American Soldier, but yeah, that's the other one. That's, yeah.
Oh.
That's not American Soldier, Francie. I'll put a boot in your ass.
I know.
No, I'm kidding.
Wait, something went wrong.
Uh-oh.
We've spent a lot of time together, and I haven't seen him since I was over there in April and May. He's here tonight. He's got his new fiance with him.
Hold on.
Yep.
All right. Live radio.
In live radio. Almost. It's there. Trying to be a father.
Can you hear it?
Kind of.
A lot of great foundations in this country who do a lot of things less fortunate. Make-A-Wish Foundation has asked me to leave a chapter here. Make a young man's dream come true tonight.
Oh, wow. This is a Make-A-Wish kid.
This kid is what he wanted
to
sing this song with me. So So y'all say hello to Trevor.
Wow. Nick, you got to drop the phone and come in and see this.
Hello?
Leave it up there. What? Oh, no!
Miller just lobbed a message way over.
Oh, there it is.
Undescribe me, Father. Please the daughter of this
song. Be a lover to their mother. Everything to everyone. All sin and bright and early. All beauty in my sin. Yeah, I'm just so full of sin. From my head down to my knees. God only be with for the money. There will be with it. I don't do it for the glory. I just do it anyway. Provide me for all future. My responsibility. Yeah, I'm riveted under pressure. Being all that I can be. And I can't part this song from me. This song. I just want to go straight to the holiday. And sometimes all night long. You can bet that I can't break. When a wolf growls at the door, say I'm silent, say I'm steady, say I'm true, and I'm the core. And I will always do my duty. No matter what the price, I'm counting up the cost. And I know the sacrifice. Lord, I don't wanna die for you, but if I
I'm crying. Up from him, letting him take the whole stage.
Trevor Scott!
Wow. That was pretty neat. I wasn't there with you watching it. Because I don't want my phone to interfere
man,
with
you're gonna cry.
The show, but I teared up just listening to it. That's pretty cool. He had the kids sing it.
Wow. Niagara Falls.
You what? Niagara Falls.
And Niagara Falls.
I thought you said you had their balls for some reason.
What? No.
No, Niagara Falls. Okay, I get it now. You're clear. You're coming in clear now.
Okay. That was really cute.
That sounded like
it was
neat. And the kid knew all the lyrics.
That was really nice.
I saw a few things too. Toby Keith's known for this on stage getting, I don't know how he does it, singling somebody out. I saw today a thing where he singled out the wife of a veteran that's overseas, stationed overseas. He's a major in the Marines, Army. Anyway, he had her go up on stage, and he sung that song, American Soldier, and then she turned around, and her husband was right behind her. She had no idea that he was back home.
Wow.
And the whole audience, cheered. He's known for that. He's done that many times, those kinds of things. It's really cool to watch.
Yeah, I gotta tell you, I'm watching these videos as they're playing, and it's breaking my heart watching them.
Yeah, he left behind a big legacy, and it just all happened kind of really quickly too. He survived COVID, the whole COVID thing. Everybody had to wear masks, and everybody was paranoid. But then he got stomach cancer, and then slowly but surely, amazing.
All right, Nick.
Maybe we should let the man speak. What? Who?
Oh, go ahead. No,
what?
Keep going.
What? Who? How? Where?
I found a video, and it says Toby Keith finally expressed his feelings.
Finally, he always did.
Yeah.
Didn't he, though? But about the cancer?
Yeah.
Oh.
Should we play it?
I don't know. How long is it?
10 minutes.
Oh, that's too long.
Okay, we won't.
So people want to hear us talk anyway. I was kind of even thinking too. Toby Keith has a lot of studio albums over the years. Thinking about which one my favorite might be, and I think it's Honky Tonk University and stuff. Most of the album is like I was talking earlier about country music being a little too twangy for me, and it's along those lines. The first few songs are really I can listen to them forever. The other ones got to me after the first couple of times I heard them, and there's one about breaking up with a woman, and it starts out really bluesy. I forgot what it's called, and he's almost crying in his beer, and then the song gets really upbeat, and he's talking about, hey, I'm glad that you're gone. Me and the woman I was seeing behind your back, we're both glad that you left, and we were wondering when it was going to ever happen. And yahoo, it's a great, these are great times now. Glad that you left. I forgot what it's called.
Wow.
That are listening, that are Toby Keith fans, you know which song I'm talking about. I can't pick up, but that's from Honky Tonk University, that album. So that album has I Ain't As Good As I Once Was. But the opening song, Honky Tonk You, it pretty much talks about how he became a country singer. It's very biographical. My grandmother owned a nightclub on the Arkansas-Oklahoma line. Mama put me on a went there summertime. And that's all about him. It's biographical.
My grandmother owned a nightclub on the Arkansas line. Mama put me on a greyhound and I went to stay with her in the summertime. I'd box up those empty long necks and stack them in the back and make a hand. Pretty nice. Let me sneak out of the kitchen and sit in with the band. Yes, I have sacks and quarterbacks and broke my share of bones.
Exactly what I was talking about.
Yay!
Yeah, that's actually very biographical. That's how he got his career started. He talked about his whole life, pretty much. And it's like, yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
That dude.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Nope. We're about to not go live, but I'm sorry. We have to play this song. I'm sorry. This is one of my favorite videos.
Oh, okay.
Huh?
Oh, we're about to not go live?
Oh, no. We're still live. But there is one we talk a little bit talk a little bit, but no, I'm gonna go ahead and say this: the video and the song, I love it because I actually grew up in one of these places.
You're talking about the trailer park.
Oh, why you gotta tell everybody I live in the trailer park? He pinpointed this song completely.
Yeah, that is a trailer hood.
My neighbor Carl, he lives next door.
That's true.
He teaches driving school and he sits out by his plastic pool. He takes off his shirt.
There was plastic pools in the trailer hood.
Carl Bane's a boom, but it takes one to know one. Music's playing up and down the block.
Yeah.
Mostly Christian blues, country folk and southern rock.
Christian blues.
He's a paradise way out here in the woods. There's always something going on down in the trailer hood.
It was a community.
This gambling James always got the poker game. If you care to try your luck, you might.
It took a community to raise a child.
You can call the raise, or you can check and fold on. I like five card stuff, but it's mostly Texas hold on.
Trailer park. There were bonfires. There was music playing, and you had more than one mama.
And you had like tiny little inflatable swimming pools that can only fit like
we
two
did.
Children. But the big guys would like always go in there and take it up.
My my mom actually had a 4-foot pool, man. We were the bomb. We had the bomb trailer. My mom ended up with a 4-foot pool because my Aunt Pat gave it to us. She got a bigger pool. So we were the bomb of the trailer park, man. We had a 4-foot pool.
Oh.
And everybody was at our pool.
Did you have sprinklers? Did you have sprinklers?
No, but my mom did teach me how to set fires because we always had a bonfire outside of our front yard and the whole trailer park would come.
Yeah, oh, that's cool. If I lived in a trailer, I would do like what Gretchen Wilson said about having Christmas lights all year long.
Totally did it.
I have Halloween lights all year long, only in one part of the side of the house where I'm standing right now. I still have, it's a little Halloween-y still. I have skeletons and lights. So, and those lights are cool anyway. They don't have to be taped onto a holiday. They're groovy.
Yeah, I kind of feel sorry, Nick. You did not grow up in a trailer park, man. It was a community.
No, I didn't. But I can imagine. I've seen it in movies.
It's a community.
I mean, no, I've slept on sidewalks. Never been in a. I've stayed for a few days in a trailer, and I know what a trailer is, and all that. Trailers are cool, but I've slept in my car back in the days for a little bit when my parents kicked me out, and when I didn't have a car, I'd sleep on the sidewalk. There were those days, yes, indeedy. Few and far between, though. That was a long time ago, but I know what it's. And you know, there's like a trailer park around the corner from us. And whenever I pass it, I kind of look and I go, wow, that's a huge lot of people must be living there. And some of the, they look really good. I mean, geez, you know, they got their own like little, people have their own space. They got their own like little tiny front yard. People live large and small. That's a good way to live. Especially with these new houses. I could go on. I digress. I've never lived in a trailer park. I've known people that have. I used to, like, do meth in trailer parks. Back in the early 90s when I was, you know, I went through that. And I went to some that were very nice. A couple of old people I was trying to convert to Christianity back in my knocking on doors days with trying to sell Jesus. Now I'm going just on and on and on. But, you know, I bet you most of them were Toby Keith fans.
Yeah. Especially
I bet you that most of them knew who he was. Yeah, when we were trying to get people for the show to, like, call in, some of those didn't even know who Toby Keith was. One of them said, oh, I know the song Red Solo Cup. I didn't know who sung it.
They said we don't know enough about him.
Enough about him. But those people don't really like country music and stuff. There's so many genres and so many. I mean, how can. I've never heard of. Because I don't like a lot of pop music and stuff. I mean, I've heard of. I know a lot of Taylor Swift songs, only because of in the 2000s she started in country music, and so I've heard of her since. If I never did, I would think that she's just another pop artist like Shakira or whatever. And I'm not really into that genre. So there's a lot of, like, stuff, people that, artists that I've never heard of that were probably on the Grammys. So, I mean, you know, God help whoever, if your musical criteria doesn't involve all genres and you've never heard of somebody before. Yeah, but, I mean, I think because we're having a Toby Keith show, that people that haven't heard of Toby Keith before or don't know of his songs, this can educate them a little bit because it's worthy. I mean, his stuff should be heard, whether it's country music or pop or any of that. I mean, man, you know, his music, like I said, like half an hour ago or so, spans genres, really, because you can relate.
Nick, it's funny that you said that because guess what I found?
What? What did you find?
Stephen Corbell bids farewell.
Found his interview thingy. Yeah, that's really, he kind of teared up when he was talking about him. As I imagine a lot of people, he's influenced so many people's lives.
Here we go.
Are you planning to watch the Super Bowl this weekend? Do you want to go to the Super Bowl?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to watch it from here.
I'm pretty excited about it. You know, we got a bunch of people here who are pulling for Casey and a bunch of people here who are pulling for the 49ers. It's going to take courage, but I have to say it. I have to take sides and say I'm happy for both of them. Coming up in just a minute, we've got Joy Reid from The Reid Hour on MSNBC. He's going to be out here in just a minute right there. And then two-time WNBA champion Asia Wilson will be out here in just a moment. Now, folks, as you probably heard, last night we lost country music legend Toby Keith, passed away at the age of 62. And I was shocked, saddened when I saw the news this morning. I knew Toby was ill. I mean, he'd been fighting stomach cancer for some time, but I still had hope that we'd see each other again and that we would hear him on the stage, because I was lucky enough to become friends with Toby over the years, as improbable as that seems. We met very early on the Colbert Report, and back then there was a not-so-helpful legend that I had knives out for some of my guests, and it didn't help that at the beginning I sometimes did. And I remember having some kind of plan for Toby, I think related to his Boot in Your Ass song, but right before I went on stage, I remember vividly looking down in my shoes and saying, "What are you doing? You're a host. He's your guest. Make him feel welcome. Be who he is." And what do you know? We hit it off like a house of fire. I couldn't believe how much I enjoyed talking to Toby Keith. And evidently, Toby had a good time, too, because after the show, I was headed to a post-mortem meeting, and he was coming out of his green room, and those rooms were on the same hallway. And as he was heading for the door that goes out onto 54th Street, he turned and caught my eye and said, "Hey, man, you do a great job, whatever the f*** it is you do." I took that as the greatest compliment, so much so that my then head writer, Allison Silverman, for Christmas, had that stitched on a pillow for me. And it has been in my office ever since. That day, Toby taught me not to prejudge a guest, and to have my intention, but to keep my eyes open to the reality of who they are. And for that lesson, and for a lot of other things, I'm always going to be grateful. This is a man who rose from Oklahoma's oil fields, where he worked on a rig, and the state's football fields, where he was a semi-professional defensive end, to become one of the most consistent hit makers in country music for more than three decades. 20 Billboard number one songs, 42 top 10 hits, and rooms full of platinum and gold albums. Toby was a great performer, unapologetically patriotic, opinionated, brash, often controversial, but resonating with legions of fans by writing their lives in a very real and entertaining way. So we had him on a lot. He was always fun. He was in my Christmas special back in 2008. We had him on this show where he gave me that guitar you see right there, which my son now plays, and I hope he'll think of Toby when he does it. One of my greatest honors was when I was asked to induct Toby into the Songwriters Hall of Fame, where I got to sing As Good As I Once Was, a song I used to listen to every night before going on stage. I think he enjoyed how unlikely a pair we seemed. I sure did. You know, like when people are excited when a duck and a horse are friends? Well, for the record, I was the duck. But Toby was always surprising people. You would think you know who Toby Keith was. And then you're watching Obama's Nobel speech, and there's Toby Keith giving him a standing ovation. Toby, what are you doing this time? Toby taught me not to judge people too quickly.
Nah.
And with his passing, I'm going to try to remember that again. It's something we all need. I'm sure Toby and I disagreed about many things, as so many Americans do these days. More and more of us are angrier with each other. But tonight, I will issue this invitation to anybody. I do not care. I will meet you at this place. I will meet you. Keith is gone. Thank you, Big Dog. We'll be right back with Joanne Reed.
Yeah, that says it all.
Yeah.
That's
we
amazing.
Are about to be cut off. Before we get cut off, is there anything you want to say?
Yeah, big influence musically in my life. I never would have thought that, you know, growing up in the 70s, 80s, 90s, country music, you know, just got to me in the 2000s, and I got to have a rich experience, musical experience, listening to all that, and Toby Keith is one of the tops that really impressed me, and it's so tragic. That, you know, because he was so, you know, he was so energetic and so, and he was consistent and everything. And then just, you know, all of a sudden, I mean, I hope to God I don't get cancer, Francie, or anybody I know. I've known some people that have died from it. And it's just so tragic that for some reason or other he just passed away from the whole thing. He just like stayed a little bit longer. Maybe something miracle could have happened. Who knows? But he did live a life that influenced a great many people. So that's why we have a show tonight, because of him, and all the stuff that he's done over the decades. I mean, he is a legend up until the last minute. I mean, God bless him. Influenced so many people's lives. His musical history is legendary. I can't stop talking enough, and we are going to go off, but we have talked about this for the last hour and a half.
Yeah,
I can't stop talking enough about him. I could talk about other celebrities and musical influences that I love, but Toby Keith is certainly one of the big ones. Amazing dude. And God bless him. God rest his soul. Hope he's up there in heaven with his cowboy hat talking about I ain't as good as I once was. I'm better now because I'm in heaven.
Exactly. Because it seems like he's the type of guy that definitely made it to heaven. I mean, everything that he's done a lot of charity. And, you know, when I heard about it, I was like, Toby? No. And, you know, I don't know, man. I guess when a celebrity comes into your life, it's like Robin Williams. What? Oh, Gene Wilder. What? No.
Yeah.
No, that didn't happen. You know, these are people
or
that
like
are...
Or like Prince and Tom Petty and Meatloaf and so many others. And hey, and then you got guys like Alice Cooper who just turned 76. He just came out with a brand new album. And he's, like, doing, like, fine, and he's 76. Is that awesome? I mean, some people. I mean, we're all different. We all have whatever our physicalities are, whatever the fate, God's plan, it might be.
Yeah.
Who knows? People, like, I've had authors that have just dropped dead.
Yeah, he did a lot of great things, and Toby Keith. Man, rest in peace. You will always be remembered. And I can't think of a better song to send us out than this one. Are you ready?
Oh, it's not going to be Weed with Willie. Weed with Willie. Oh, but that's okay.
Oh, do you want me to play that one and then we'll... Okay, hold on. I got to open up another page.
Oh, what were you going to play?
Well, do you want to hear that song?
I don't know which song you're talking about, but I was going to suggest Weed with Willie because it's, like, funny. But, yeah, oh, no. Oh, it doesn't matter. Yes?
All right. Be the appropriate song to end the show with. About to be cut off. Nick?
Oh. Well,
I had
who?
Fun talking with
oh,
you.
Me? Oh, yeah, that was groovy. I like the word groovy. Yeah, this is like about an hour and 40 minutes.
I know, right?
Yeah, wouldn't you know it? Oh, with just the two of us, We can have a show if we try, just the two of us. And Toby, Keith, and his spirit, and whatever. And, you know, and this will go on to, like, iHeartRadio and all the other places where you can get podcasts and radio shows from. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Say goodnight, Nick.
Huh?
Say goodnight, Nick.
Oh, goodnight, Nick.
All right. Love you.
I love you, too. Woo, woo. Hamsters say woo. They like the woo.
Everywhere.
They like it so much. Yeah.